A reading from John chapter 16. A little while, and you will see me no longer. And again, a little while, and you will see me. So some of his disciples said to one another, "What is this that he says to us? A little while, and you will not see me, and again a little while, and you will see me, and because I am going to the Father." So they were saying, "What does he mean by a little while? We do not know what he is talking about." Jesus knew that they wanted to ask him, so he said to them, "Is this what you are asking yourselves, what I meant by saying, 'A little while, and you will not see me,' and again, 'A little while, and you will see me'? Truly, truly, I say to you, you will weep and lament, but the world will rejoice. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. When a woman is giving birth, she has sorrow because her hour has come. But when she has delivered the baby, she no longer remembers the anguish, for joy that a human being has been born into the world. So also, you have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. In that day, you will ask nothing of me. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, that your joy may be full." This is the word of the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Gentlemen, in just a little while, we're going to be pastors. Just a little while, many of you will have completed your first year of seminary, and you can finally take a breath knowing that, hey, I can do this. Others of you, in just a little while, will move off to a year of vicarage, and you'll get a little taste of what it is to be a pastor. And the vicars now, in just a little while, will return back to campus. And they'll have a whole slew of stories of when I was on vicarage. And for the rest of us, in just a little while, we will graduate, be ordained, and sent out. Yes, in just a little while, we're going to be pastors. And if you're anything like me, before coming to seminary, you had sort of these romantic ideas about what it is to be a pastor. You get to wear a stole. You get to baptize babies, feed people the body and blood of Jesus, absolve sins. You had these great visions of evangelism. I'm going to visit all of my people, bring back all of the delinquents, and then after that, I'll visit the rest of the neighborhood. And I'll grow the church, save Synod, and be the next great reformer. It's going to be grand. And then you came to seminary. And all of your hopes and dreams were crushed. This year, we've heard many sermons about what it will be like for us as pastors, and there's not much to brag about. The words of our Lord Jesus today will be true. We will weep, we will lament, we will be sorrowful. And when that happens, the world will rejoice. It will rejoice because you weep. Now, I don't have to go into great detail about why that will be. You know what's ahead. You've heard about it in chapel, the classroom, coffee hour, and the cafeteria. The professors have warned us. It's coming. The days are long gone for Walther League, the Lawrence Welk Show, and shops being closed on Sundays. Instead, paganism rules the day. Christians are beheaded, babies murdered, and marriage is a thing of the past. Religious freedom in our country is quickly fading away, and the church is left to weep and lament. And for this, the world has reason to rejoice. And make no mistake about it, the world's celebration won't take place out there, away from you. It'll be right here. It will creep into your life as a pastor, among your relatives, your neighbors, friends, and even parishioners. The world will rejoice right in front of your face. She will laugh until she cries, because you weep and lament. And so we're left with two choices. Either we weep and lament, or we forget the sorrow and run for safety in the world. We can look for comfort with the rest of them. This dilemma is one that will tempt us as pastors because it's easy. So easy that many clergy have already done it. But even more troubling, this will tempt our people. The time is coming when lukewarm Christians will be spit out. The line will be drawn. You're either with Jesus or you're against him. And it's not hard for many parishioners to call it quits. Avoid the trouble, stay away from suffering, and join the party. It's painless for someone to leave the church and jump on the devil's bandwagon. And so, we must proclaim the words of our Lord. You will be sorrowful, but your sorrow will turn into joy. You have sorrow now, but I will see you again, and your hearts will rejoice, and no one will take your joy from you. Jesus here doesn't tell us that our sorrow will end and joy begin. Our sorrow isn't just thrown away and replaced with joy, but rather our joy, true joy, has its roots in sorrow. It comes from sorrow. There is no Christian joy outside of Christian sorrow. And so it was for the disciples. At the end of John's gospel, they are weeping and lamenting, and they are sorrowful over the possibility of losing their lives. And in the midst of their sorrow, the resurrected Christ appears. Jesus saw them, and they saw him. They saw the marks in his hands and his side. And so John writes, the disciples were glad when they saw the Lord. Their sorrow was turned into joy. Our hearts are glad when we see the Lord. Certainly it's true that blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed. But that doesn't mean we're completely left in the dark. We do see Jesus. We do see the marks in his hands and feet. For we see him in our own sorrow. We see him in the cross we bear. And so Paul can say, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that all things work together for good. And this is the good. When we are sorrowful, we are crucified with the man of sorrows. When we suffer, we hang next to the suffering servant. When we are persecuted, we are being conformed to the image of the Son. While the world rejoices, we will weep and lament. But in the midst of all of that, Jesus will see us, and we will see him. We will see the marks in his hands and feet. We will see the water and blood flowing out of his side. And when we see him, our hearts will be glad. Gentlemen, we're going to be pastors. And today that means we will weep and lament, and we will be sorrowful. And so will our people. So show them Jesus. Show them the marks in his hands and feet. Show them the one who suffers and is persecuted with them. Show them Jesus in the bloody waters of the font, the steady rock of the pulpit, and on the altar of the Lamb. Show them Jesus so they might see their salvation. They might see that the Lord is good, they might see the crucified God. And their hearts will be glad when they see the Lord, and no one will take their joy from them. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.